Swedish friends, we are continuing our Shiurim Dinei Katan based on the Torah of Hagaon Rav Aharon Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We are in Siman Yud in the Mishnas Rebbe Aaron. In Os Zayin, we've been discussing the Das of a Katan, how much Das a Katan has. UbeEmes, writes Rav Aharon, Yeshnam Ofanim, the Kavanas Katan, Mahanya, the Gabi Kamadinim. We see that the kavan of a katan is effective. We call makom ba'oso often atzmo de mahanya kavanaso b'din echad lo mahanya kavanaso legabe dinim acherim shenismayit katan behem mikra. V'kanu makor ha'safek me'achad chazinan sheishto das lekatan im kein makom shemiyat oso torah ma'u geder hamiyut im nismayit legamre migeder das. So, we find that sometimes the kavana of a katan is effective, and nevertheless, in the very same way that his kavana is effective in one din, his kavana is not effective vis-a-vis other dinim, where the katan was excluded from the pasuk in those cases. And this is the source of our suffix, since we see that a katan has das. If so, when the Torah was memayet the katan, we see so that a katan has das. When the Torah was memayet the katan, what's the gather of this miut? Is the miut saying that we consider it as if he has no das, or no? We say that he has das, but because he's a katan, it's not enough das. Im nismayet legamrei migeder das. Is he completely excluded from das? Or do we say, Shemin Ismait Rak Mitzad Katnuso? He's only Mismait, he's only excluded because of his katnus, because of his youthfulness. Veloshin Ismaita Etzem Daito, but not that he was a completely, his das is completely excluded. So we have a Tosis in Chulin, and Af Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's always exciting to do Tosisim, and it's even more exciting to do Tosis in Chulin. So I don't know if Chulin's more exciting than anything else. Oh, it's all exciting, but we're doing chulin, that's the most exciting. Whatever we're learning, that's the most exciting. Anyway, there's a tosis in chulin, daf yud beis amud beis, divur amaschil, man. It's the first tosis. Tosis writes as follows. Vim toimar. This is in the middle of Tosfos. The Beperek Mitzvah Chalitza Amar Hachere Shenechlatz Vachareshes Shecholtz Vacholetz Men Hakaten Chalitza Sepsula Umefarish Hasim Chareshes Vachareshes Shum Dolav Bnei Kriyaninu Vakaten Mishum Di Ish Ksiv Beparisha Vashitei Pekle Debin Kavana Kedamrin Hasim De Chalitza Psula Ad Shechavnu Shneim. So the Gemara here has proven that if a chayr is shayt of a katan shechs, when other people see them, their shechit is ksheira, because the tan of the Mishnah holds that you don't need kavana for shechita. So, in the middle of Tosfos asks that in Yevamos we see that chalitzas katan oktana, and so too the chalitza of a chereish or a chereshes. So if you have a katan doing chalitza, a ketana doing chalitza, a deaf girl or boy, it's all puzzle. That's Yevamos 104b. And the Gemara there explains that the chalitza of a chereish and a chereshes are puzzle because they're not b'nei amira. And in the parish of Chalitza it says, Ve'amar Ve'amra. There has to be a proper Amira, and they're not B'nai Amira. That's Cheresh and Chareshes, deaf mutes. And Chalitza's Katan and Ketana is not a Chalitza, because it says, An Ish in the parish of Elo Katan, Mishum the Ish Ksiv B'parisha. So Cheresh and Chareshes, Zaltzlav B'nai Kriya, they're not readers. Katan and Ketana is because it says Ish, and that excludes a Katan. So, Krek Taisvis. Why didn't the Gemara say that Tepa Kaleida being in Kavana? Why don't we say that they need Kavana? That should be the reason. So the Gemara had proven from the fact that a cotton can shecht that you don't need kavana for shechita. Because a cotton can't have kavana, so it must be you don't need kavana for shechita. Then why do we have to come on to a pasuk to pasul a cotton? Or a ketana. Can't do chalitza. Why a pasuk? Say, because you require kavana. And they can't have kavana. A cheresh, a charesh, a sakat, a ketana. They all can't have kavana. So why do we come on to a limud from a pasuk, a alfusa, when we can learn it directly from this svar we have in this gemara here, that a cut doesn't have kavana? And for Tosfos, Yesh loymar de chalitza beveizdin havakagodol omeid al gabov shemashiranos olasus lishma. Since chalitza is done in the beizdin, it's like a gadol is standing there and telling them to do it lishma. Now, if someone's telling them to do it lishma, it works. Here we're talking about where a gadol is watching, as Tosfos says earlier. We're not telling them to do it lishma, but by gittin, it's talking about Gadol Omer Agav, the Gadol's telling him to do, Gadol's telling him to do Lishma. And here also, by Chalitza, since it's done in the Beis Din is telling them to do it Lishma. And what Tosis means is, that even though a Gadol Omer Agav was effective Lagabe Katan, writing a get, that is, ksiva should be considered ksiva lishma, like we see in Gittin 23a we saw in the previous shir. And l'shita satosvis, the reason a gadol omer agabav is good because the gadol tells him to be mechavin lishma. And therefore, in such an instance, the kavana of a katan is kavana. So we could say the same thing by chalitza, they're melamed him to do lishma. So that's why we have a special miyud for katan, that even though Beis Din is standing there and telling him to be mechavein, to be matir this girl, nevertheless, we have a pasuk that's memayit katan. So the kasha of Tosfos was, why do we need a pasuk? Anyway, the katan can't have kavana. The answer is that even though the Beis Din is telling him to do the shema, still his kavana would not work because we have a miyud from the pasuk. Ad kan zachinu l'lmod keta midivrei haTosfot Baruch Hashem. Aval, the Rashba argues with Tosfos. HaRashba polig ala Tosfos v'taymo mishum shehu mefaresh, because the Rashba explains hod mahani gadol omer al gabov b'ksivas haget al yidei katan de lo ka Tosfos. He learns the Gemara in Gittin differently than Tosfos. That gadol omer al gabov, that a gadol standing there is effective, is not like Tosfos wants to say. It's not because the gadol is mashiro melamdo lechavein lishma. Ella, the akatan osem masav al das hagadol. Pshat is when a gadol is omer al gabov, that a katan is doing what he's doing al das the gadol, based on the da, whatever the gadol, whatever you're thinking, sir, that's what I want it to be the kavana. So it's the kavana of the gadol that's effective. So he doesn't learn Gadol Omer Al Gabov like Tosfos. That the Kavan of the Gadol works for the Katan. And he writes that the Gadol's Melame the Katan to be Mechavein. But rather, the Rashba learns that the Kavan is doing al das, the Katan is doing al das the Gadol. That's how he learns the Gemara in Gittin. Not like Tosfos, that in the Gemara in Gittin you see that a Katan can have Kavana. And he writes as follows. To answer the Kash of Tosfos, of typically, let's say that we require Kavana, and that's why a Katan is Pasul. And not because of the Pasuk. What do we need to come on to the Pasuk for? So the Rashba writes, V'Rabbeinu HaRav Zal Tireit Shekol Dov Rishav Shalas Sos Adei Shliach Havei Amidal Gabov. Kavana Se'oseh Midin Shlichus. Aval davreshiyah shalas sadei shliach afa midas ben das al gabav loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid makom tzarich kavono hilkoch chalitza shiyev shalas sadei shliach lo mahanya midas based in al gabav. Zok the Rashba, based on his yisod, that the vort of kavona is that the gadol is mechavin for the katan. So you know why by chalitza we need a pasuk and you can't just say it's al kavona. Because something you can do with a shliach, something you can do with a shliach, then the kavanas agadol omer al gabav works for the katan. So whenever you have shlichus, gadol aget, gadol omer al gabav works. Why? Because it's like he's the shliach of the other person. It's like he's the shliach, the gadol is the shliach of the katan to have kavana. But if you can't do it with a shliach, so the standing of a ben das next to the katan is not going to help us when you need kavana. And therefore, chalitza she efshel ha'sosai de shliach, chalitza that can't be done with a shliach, lo mahanya midas based in al gabav. Is the based in standing there is not going to work? Aval gabe ge, aval ge, chef shalamanus shliach. Ksivus haget, by get you can appoint a shliach. Ula kavan ksivus shmo vizus shma, and for the kavan of writing his name and her name, and the person who's omer al gabav is also like a shliach to be mechavein in the writing, etc. Uma shepirshu debei Rabbi Yanai biyavam is tam cheresh v'chareshim shirim teinam ba'omar va'amru v'katam mishum dish ksiv pashv v'lomer shena b'nei deya l'rabu samru ken. And that Rabbi Yanai says, the base medrash Rabbi Yanai says niyavamus, that the reason that a cheresh and a chareshis can't do chalitza is because they can't read, they're not b'omar and amra. And a katan, because it says ish in the parasha, that they're not b'nei deya. The rabu samar ken, it's telling us a chiddush. Di lu nakat b'katan, time of the b'nei deya. If it would have said by a katan the reason that they're not b'nei deya, hava mina de katan keben teisha keben eser shu ben das, ve'odea b'tiv chalitza. Shetehei chalitza so chalitza. Oh, ish po nima chadasha. That if it would have just said lav b'nei deya, you know what you would have said? You would have said that a katan who's 9-10 years old, who has some das, you know, you ever talk to a 4th grader or a 5th grader? They have some seichel over there, you could talk to them. They understand. And he understands what chalitza is about. A 4-year-old doesn't really get it necessarily, but a 9-10, 10-11 year old will get it. You might think shetei chalitza so chalitza. So this whole vort of based in being omer al gabav, that doesn't work for us. Telling him to be mechavein lishma, because there's no shlichus here, so it doesn't even start. According to Tosfos, so just like by get based in the gadol's malami de katan, so to hear you would think the gadol's malami de katan to be mechavein the chalitza lishma. Kamash malan, the pasuk that not. But according to the Rashba, that the whole vort of Olmer al Gabov is midin shlichus, like we explained. So that only works when there's din shlichus. But by chalitza, there is no shlichus, sweet friends. No shlichus by chalitza. Sorry. So here, what's the gadol Olmer al Gabov going to help? So why taka do you need a pasuk? Say he's not a bar das, and no gadol Olmer al Gabov is going to help him. So the answer is, if you would have just said he's not a bar das, you would think a katan who's 9-10 years old, his chalitza would be effective. Ka'osu shamru begitin, ha'pi'utos mekhan mekach, umem karan memkar, b'metaltalin. Like it says, that the older kids, but under bar mitzvah, they can do business. Their buy is a buy, and their sale is a sale. So why? Because they have some level of das. So here also, why don't we say that since they have some level of das, maybe their chalitza is a good chalitza? That's what you might think. So that's why it's telling you a chiddush. Kamash malan dilo. No. Each ksiv beparisha with gzeres hakasuv. So mevur bedivrei Rashba. The katan keben teisha keben eser uben das vekavanaso kavana gemura. So you see that a katan has das. So you know why l'chora from the Rashba a katan is pasul mitzat katnusa v'lo mitzat chisaron das. It's because he's a katan. He has das. Does he have das? He has good das. Mekhan mekha mekhan mekach memkar and memkar. And therefore, a pal passeling amounts katan. But his das seems to be, doesn't seem to have a chisaron of das. So hopefully, in the next shiur, we're going to be able to bring a raya for this. But in the meantime, we saw an interesting machlokas between Tosis and the Rashba. And it emerges according to the Rashba that a katan has das. And the miut is alts katan. But das he has. If it's just talui and das, then he has das. And he's mismait midin katan. That's the pasuk that says that he can't do chalitza. All right, so mitzvah Hashem, in the next shiur, Belina there, we will continue and see continuing the philosophy terrorist issue.